This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bosses are being told to destroy COVID vaccination data collected about their staff. WorkSafe says regulations have expired today and employers have just 30 days to dispose of the personal information. Pandemic orders allowed for the collection, recording and holding of an employee's vaccination status over and above usual privacy standards.
I call that dumping the evidence. That was a report from Australia. So they're saying, hey, you know, if you got a vaccination, okay, fine. If you didn't get a vaccine, you know, we're just going to dump it all because then there'll be no record of it. Who knows how far it'll go? Folks, I did a thing on wearing you down in the first hour. Now I'm thinking of this one as dumping the evidence. The evidence is right in front of your face. Let's dump the evidence. Let's not show you the J6 tapes. Right? They did a little bit, but where's that at? I'd still like to know what evidence is the FBI had. I'd love to have a FISA, a Freedom of Information, a FOIA request for what's been done to find the SCOTUS leaker. I'd love to know more about that. They claim that we're idiots for believing that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Well, you know, look at what cracks me up about this, and I know, look, folks, it's more of the same, but we got to talk about it. Joe Biden can't get anybody to pay attention to him unless it's orchestrated. Trump can go anywhere and get thousands of people to pay attention to him. And they want you to believe that Joe Biden is a viable candidate. After 2+ years, we're going into the 3rd year with this clown, they want you to believe that people really like what Joe is doing. There was a black dude. They did a thing with him. Trump versus Biden, and he's a random black guy, and here's what he says. We have the clip somewhere, but I don't have it handy. But essentially he says, well, man, I'm a Democrat, but man, I gotta go with Trump. And you can tell the reporter's like, well, what you don't know any, hey, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, do you know any Democrats who went, you know what, I'm done with Biden, I'm done with the Democrats, and I want to go the other way? I know some. I'm not going to tell you it's a official thing. No, it's just, do you know someone? No, Kevin, I know Republicans who won't vote for Trump. No, I know. I'll give you an example. I know a guy, two in fact. One of them said he voted for Trump twice. He can't stand him. But my question to him is, if he gets it, will you vote for him again? I didn't get an answer from him. The other guy can't stand him, and even when you give him information about Trump that contradicts what he says, still can't stand him. But I know this, he won't vote for a Democrat. Now, Kevin, those two will stay home. They might. Who's going to stay home for the Democrats? Oh, if Trump runs, he'll be all excited. They'll run because they don't want Donald Trump. I don't believe that. How excited are you going to be with whoever they pick for the Democrats? I'm just curious. If they pick Joe Biden, will you vote? If they pick Gavin Newsom, will you vote? If they pick Kamala Harris, will you vote? Is there anything that's going to stop you from voting? Short answer is no. There's a lot that will stop the Democrats. You want to know what it is? The economy. The lies. Hunter Biden, the cokehead, dropping his coke in the White House and covering it up. Hunter Biden, as they unveil more and more of what this family's doing. Kevin, there's a drip thing on Trump. They're drippity, drippity, drip. Yeah, indictments. What about what's coming for the Bidens? You think anything's coming? Because I do. We just learned this. The former FBI special agent confirmed key aspect of the IRS whistleblower's previous testimony about the DOJ. the FBI, and the IRS's alleged interference in the Hunter Biden tax probe. This is according to James Comer and others, if you've been listening and paying attention. The media is finally forced to cover this. The special agent who worked in the FBI's Wilmington field office told the committee staff in a transcribed interview that the Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team were tipped off the night before the planned interview of Hunter Biden. This was not the original plan by career agents, which frustrated their investigative efforts because people found out who didn't need to know, the committee said. IRS Supervisor Special Agent Gary Shapley, who's been previously came forward as a whistleblower, and the former FBI Supervisory Special Agent were assigned to interview Hunter Biden. The agent and Shapley were told on December the 8th of 2020, the day of the interview, that they could not approach Hunter's house, would have to wait near the residence until Hunter contacted them, the FBI agent told the House Oversight staff. The former FBI Supervisory Special Agent said he has never been told how to handle an interview this way before. As a result of these actions, Shapley and the former Supervisory Special Agent never interviewed Hunter Biden. Guess the FBI was too busy planning on some raid of the Trumps. Or, I don't know, looking at Jared Kushner, because that's what the left thought. Oh, Jared Kushner did a deal with the Saudis. Oh, wait, so business people actually doing business deals with legitimate businesses, not hiding it in shell accounts, not giving it to the grandchildren and the third cousin of the second uncle's, you know, kinfolk, whatever. That's controversial for the left. As if this is the only company in America that does business with the Saudis. Or the Chinese. It's funny, he does business with the Chinese. Who doesn't? Do you use Zoom? If you do, you do business with the Chinese. At least at one point, they owned it. They may still own it. Are you on TikTok? Are you a TikTok influencer? Have you gotten a dime from TikTok? Because if you have, you're doing business with the Chinese. It just cracks me up, man, how these people will do what they do and then try to push it off on you. Well, look at what you're doing over there. Look at you. The Justice Department's efforts to cover up the Bidens reveals a two-tiered system of justice that sickens the American people, is what James Comer said in a statement. More than sickens us. You know what we're sick of, James Comer? We want to see some action, and we want to see it fast. How about that? Folks, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Hang on.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When I asked him, look, Alice, you've been speaking for most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labour Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? And she said, I don't know. And I said, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explained that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much? Alice? How much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer
Alice?
The question, Scott Morrison has said he's using climate change
Alice,
and that
much,
he wants to do something about
Alice,
it.
Alice, how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04%. And of that 0.04%, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%. So for the 1.3% of 3% of 0.04%, we then decide to have a national economic suicide.
Alan, I'm happy for you to have made that point.
The key thing about global warming is, when do you
no change. If you started in the 1850s, a general warming of about 0.7 degrees with three periods of very slight warming and three periods of very slight cooling. However, if you started measuring from the medieval times, we've had a cooling of about 4 degrees, not warming. If you want to measure from when the Vikings first appeared around 750 AD, then we've had a distinct warming, not cooling. If you want to measure the temperature trend from the time of Jesus, then we've had a cooling, not warming, of about 5 degrees. So if you're telling me the planet's warming, my question is, since when? When did you start your measurements? Because when you start your measurements dictates and determines your final outcome. Ooh, unless you got an agenda. The Green New Deal is not green like, say, the planet. It's green like Joe Me the Bunny.
I like that guy. I like that Aussie, too, who says we're going to wreck our economy over 0.04% of the atmosphere being carbon. Humans creating 3% of it, of the 0.04%, in Australia creating 1.4% of the 3%. There's no country that's going to impact. And I hate to say it this way, but I do believe it. And I believe it empirically, by the numbers. We could have 100 billion people on this planet, and we aren't going to have that much impact on it. I know we feel like we are. We feel like, oh my gosh, you know, we could be, you know, all peeing outdoors and defecating and breathing outdoors, and oh my gosh. The Earth is pretty impressive. And what will happen is we'll kill each other off. Disease, whatever. I'm just saying, that's what's good. The natural evolution of things will make it happen. Won't be fun. You get to 20 billion people and resources become more scarce. I mean, you got to innovate. We did it. We've caught up, have we? We pretty much kept up. I remember when they said, oh, Earth can hold 5 billion people or whatever, and we blew through that number, and then it was 6 billion, and it was 7 billion, now it's 8 billion. And we're better at feeding the world with 8 billion people than we were back in the days of famine. Why? We know how to grow things. We know how to manipulate the weather cycles, etc. We know how to play to them. We know how to anticipate them. We become very sophisticated with weather. I mean global climate change. But as that guy said in the second audio we played, whether the Earth is warming or cooling depends on when you begin your data point. Time of the Vikings, looks like it's warming. You know, other times it looks like it's cooling. Whatever degree differential you want to make, just go back on the timeline and go, oh my gosh, for the last 3,000 years we've gotten hotter. Colder. Leaked documents reveal that scientists from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, were urged to cover up the fact that global temperatures haven't risen in the last 15 years. Countries including Germany, Hungary, Belgium, and the U.S. raised concerns about this in the final draft of the report. The report, which is expected to be published this week, is a result of 6 years of work by the IPCC, forms the basis of many governments' green policies. This revelation brings to mind, they said, Trump's controversial withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accords. Was he on to something? Of course he was. Donald Trump's no dummy. He knew exactly what was going on here. That it's nothing more than a farce. It's a big money grab. And you pull America out of it, it is doomed to fail. It will die on the vine. They need and want our money. Why? Because we are the wealthiest nation in the world. You can't have every one country booming like the United States if you're going to implement the New World Order. You can't have somebody going, but what about them? But what about them? You know, we may be in squalor, but what about America? If we can no longer be the beacon on the hill, what does that make us? A used to be and also ran? They are intentionally trying to destroy our economy and destroy us. If you think Biden's in there and he's making mistakes, you're wrong. It's what he wants to do. He said, did Trump foresee the potential inaccuracies in the climate data that we're now uncovering? Huh. Did he see them? I mean, look, you don't need a PhD in math from MIT to see this stuff, to see the patterns. As we rush to abandon fossil fuels, he writes, and disrupt economies, one can't help but wonder if we're basing these monumental decisions on skewed data. One can't help but wonder. I wonder, who exactly stands to gain from the green agenda? Wow, man, I mean, look, do we need to go back to the time of Solyndra and Enter One when Barack Obama put $500 billion into nonsense, giving this money to these green energy companies? Look at the speed in which we're switching over to electric cars that are mining lithium and cobalt and other minerals, chemicals, and the way that they do it. And this one guy talks about, I don't know if we have a clip, but he says, so you're going to make a car, and they mine the materials in Africa, ship it over to Japan, Japan ships it over to UK, UK ships it to there, and we're going to say that car is more efficient than an internal combustion engine all made in the same place that doesn't use many, if not any, of those precious components, precious metals, and other ores. We've lost our minds, but what's interesting is we aren't countering with, let me show you how this EV thing works. I think that would do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog commemorated 75 years of Israeli independence on Capitol Hill. He addressed Congress today, highlighting Israel's robust democracy.
A state founded on complete equality of social and political rights to all its inhabitants, irrespective of religion, race, or gender.
A handful of progressive Democrats in Congress boycotted the remarks in protest of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The southern and southwestern U.S. still experiencing sweltering temperatures as the heat dome keeps expanding. Daily record highs have been set from parts of the west into Texas. There's no relief in Phoenix, where they registered their warmest low temp ever recorded at 97 degrees at 4 this morning. morning. Mortgage rates are dropping slightly. The average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dipped under 7% last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not sure how much of the testimony you caught of Christopher Wray. It's been a few days. And, of course, it's been overshadowed, I should say, in the media by the impending indictment of Trump by Jack Smith, probably one of the worst prosecutors in American history. And, you know, we are all reeling from the idea, at least I think most of us are, that you can be innocent of something, that the Democrats can have their guilty fingerprints all over it, and yet we still don't make any progress. Probably one of the biggest things on Twitter that I was been following is do something already. That was the hashtag, do something already. They were sending this over to Kevin McCarthy, Comer, all these Republicans. Well, we understand, here's what the Bidens have done. They've got shell companies, and they've been paying their grandbabies and all this. And okay, fine. You know what? We're sick of it. When does the justice system start rewarding the good guys? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. So what I want to do is I want to play a few of these clips kind of in random order, so to speak, and putting it into perspective of some of the things that are going on in the world of leftism that should be shaking the foundation of leftists. And I don't look, here's what I can't do. I can't put you inside of my head on a routine basis. I mean, well, that's not true. Every day for 2 hours you can. But I'm saying you spend a lot more time without me than you do with me. So that being said, how do you do this on your own? How is it that you keep enough information handy? You know, think of it as a, you know, you got a pocket knife, a switchblade, and somebody walks up on you and thinks you're an easy mark and you whip it out and make some sushi. You know, because you're ready to go. You're not looking for a fight, but you're ready to go. As soon as somebody says something, yeah, well, what about this? What about this, baby? And you come over the top. That's what we're trying to do. So I'm going to, this because we don't have a lot of time left in this particular show, I want to talk about Wray. He is a bold-faced liar, and you listen to how these people do things. I just played a clip earlier of John Kerry. John Kerry lying. Well, I don't, it's ridiculous. Let's just play because it's not that long.
It's ridiculous that I have a plane. What are you talking about, me in a plane, a private jet?
So I just don't agree with your facts, which began with the presentation of one of the most outrageously persistent lies that I hear, which is this private jet. We don't own a private jet. I don't own a private jet. I personally have never owned a private jet. And obviously, it's pretty stupid to talk about coming in a private jet from the State Department up here. It just, honestly, if that's where you want to go, go there.
You just testified under oath that you never owned a private jet. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record an article here from February 15th of 2023. The John Kerry family private jet was sold shortly after accusations of climate hypocrisy. Mr. Secretary, do you stand by that testimony that you've never owned or
I personally,
your family?
I
your family.
Personally, yes, my wife owned a plane.
See, I like when they get caught like that, but that's what pisses me off about politics. Yes, my wife owned a plane. Here's what he says. If that's where you want to go, then go there. And the guy goes, well, okay. Well, here's an article that says you sold your private jet. Well, I personally did. It was my wife's jet. See, that's the wiggle room. That's all they need. Now, I would have said, so, Mr. Kerry, is it your contention that you did not own a private jet and also you did not use or have access to, did not have access to a private jet and did not use a private jet while you were jetting around talking about all this climate change nonsense? So this is what we're looking for. I want people to put these people into questions that they cannot get out of. Don't tell me there's ongoing investigations or whatever else. Tell them things like, look, if you think you're going to come here, speak to Congress this way, we're going to have you arrested when you leave the chambers. I don't know what you can do, but it's got to be more than what's being done. This FBI whistleblower has been telling people this is what's been going on. Here's what he said about January 6th, which they're currently trying to get Trump on. Another trumped up bunch of nonsense. And I hope Trump has the staying power to tell them to go, you know, have sex with themselves. Here's the clip.
Those individuals were inside the Capitol, to which the SSA responded back. And I was privy to these conversations firsthand. Why can't you show us? Why can't you just send us give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Now, I'm going to say something here, and it's going to be a bit controversial. I just want to warn you right now on the Kevin Jackson Show. Kevin Jackson is about to stir up some controversy. We could be considered conspiratorial here when you listen to what I'm about to tell you. Okay? I don't want everybody to know. So don't download the show. Don't let anybody know. Don't use this as any type of fodder for what you're going to do to defend what I'm about to say, because it is too controversial. Okay? Now here it is. There may or may not be people on those tapes that lend themselves to being FBI agents and what he called UCs, undercovers, and CHS's, confidential human sources. Now, here comes the controversy, okay? If there are not any UCs or CHSs on the video, then you could release it. Am I right? If you don't have people doing exactly what you're being accused of, which is inciting violence and inciting people to go do what they ended up not doing, then you could release it, right? I'm just saying, holy mother of Ray Epps here, you could do it. But if there are confidential people, you might not. Now, we don't know how many, do we? No. You want to know why they don't want to release it? Because then the FBI... I'm going to go back to my regular voice. This is too tough. Because the FBI would then have to tell you how many confidential sources, CHSs, confidential human sources, they planted. How many UCs, undercovers, they planted in order to fake this J6 nonsense. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were Trump, I'd say I want access to all the videos. I think that if you're wanting to open up that can of worms and you pick on Donald Trump, be prepared for what you're looking for. Now, here's the bad news. They will delete it. They will erase this like it never happened. The narrative is that roughly 200,000 or whatever the number is, 80 million, I'm sorry, 200,000, 80 million armed conservatives who got pissed off that this election was stolen went to D.C. without a single weapon, shot nobody, stormed the Capitol, threatening to, I don't know, get rid of Congress, etc., So much so that Pelosi was so fearful, she told Donald Trump, don't bring in the National Guard. Don't bring in any military. We got it handled, built Fort Pelosi, and then still to this day want you to believe that BS. That's what they want you to believe. So that's what the whistleblower had to testified on. And this other FBI whistleblower said that Ray lied in his testimony before the judiciary last week. George Hill, a supervisory intelligence analyst turned whistleblower who's already given statements to the Judiciary Committee and the chairman, Jim Jordan, said Ray could not have believed he was telling the truth when he spoke about embedded agents in the crowd on January 6, 2021. No way, no how. This clown show FBI director would have to know that those people there. To listen to Ray, he's running an organization where nobody reports to him. He gets no intelligence, no briefings, no nothing. Well, I don't know. And if he's not doing that, he's hiding behind the concept of, well, there's an ongoing investigation and I can't speak on it. Sorry to go all Jack Nicholson on you, but that's what he says. So Matt Gaetz asked him, are you protecting something? You protecting the Bidens? Who are you protecting? Well, clearly Jim Jordan doesn't think it's the American people because look what happened with Bank of America.
Did the FBI ask financial institutions to turn over their customers' debit and credit card purchase history in the Washington, D.C. area for January 5th and 6th, 2021?
I don't know the answer to that as I sit here right now.
Well, we do because Bank of America gave us this email from the FBI to Bank of America.
Well, I am aware that Bank of America provided information to the FBI, but what communications occurred between the FBI and Bank of America about it?
Let's read it. To recap our morning call, we are prepared to action the following threshold. Customers transacting debit card, credit card, Washington, D.C. purchases between 1-5-21, 1-6-21. That's scary enough. But then the next bullet point's even more scary. Any historical, capital letters, all capitals, any historical purchase of a firearm.
An unbelievable request. We'll get more to it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oprah legitimized the notorious sex criminal Joe Teixeira, a.k.a. John of God, as a miraculous faith healer, one who could cure cancer, giving him international recognition. Joe Teixeira is now serving 19 years in prison for the rape of four women. He is facing additional cases related to several sex crimes, including keeping teenage women as sex slaves in underground mines, forcing them to have his children, and selling their babies internationally for tens of thousands of dollars before murdering the women after about 10 years of childbirth. Oprah runs her own leadership academy for girls in Africa, a $40 million school for disadvantaged girls, where in 2007, several children were sexually abused, and parents were only allowed to see their children once a month. It was very close with disgraced Hollywood mogul, rapist, and abuser Harvey Weinstein. Her Me Too documentary ignored Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein.
I tell you, it's funny to me, a person who really doesn't care that much about stardom, in the sense of I've been around a lot of stars and my friends that are stars, much larger names than I have, will tell you to a person, I don't make a big deal about them. They are who they are. And maybe that's part of my appeal, is that I don't really give a crap who you are. I don't. When I see, and some, you know, you go to a party, you see somebody, you're like, oh, there's so-and-so. Yeah, oh, cool. You know, but I don't make a beeline like, hey, let me get a picture, you know. Now, if it's an event, I was in an event, met Chris Tucker, saw Quincy Jones again, hadn't seen Q in a long time, met Brian McKnight, had never met him, had been to one of his concerts, but I'd never met him. And I could go on. And I'll give you an example. Brian McKnight, I was with him at an event. I didn't take a picture. We were literally right by him multiple times. Never took a picture with him. You know, nice guy. He's all right. So I've just never been that guy. But what I look at is when people, oh, it's Oprah, and she makes people. This is her guru. This is a leftist billionaireess saying, I pardon thee. I make thee into a mega star. She mentored that guy, Nate, that got his show. Dr. Phil, great guy. But she's missed it with a lot of people. Remember, I don't know all the details, but I remember we exposed two of her book club people as people that didn't even write their own books. They were frauds. But they rode high while Oprah was behind them. You get on her show, you were made. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were made famous because of Oprah. I mean, she legitimized them. Where'd that leave the nation? Oprah's an ethnocentric racist. And I'm just picking on her now just because I want you to understand that we put so much faith in these people and they are losers. Here's Cindy McCain, former Senator John McCain's wife, talking about what everybody knew with Epstein. Listen to this.
These power players a priority for us right now? Can we even touch them?
No, it's like everything. You know, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid.
This is Cindy McCain, the wife of John McCain, admitting at a conference that everyone knew what Epstein was up to. And this is the wife of a former Republican presidential candidate. You know, that's hugely significant to say that it was just known and that powerful circles did nothing about it. And so that directly undercuts this whole narrative that, you know, oh, it was just Epstein and he conned everyone. But this didn't get really any mainstream coverage at all.
People need to understand the fact that government, the financial world, specifically the banking world, have enabled Jeffrey Epstein's crimes.
Now, I think this clip was sort of a setup for the movie with Jim Caviezel and this sex trafficking of children. But it speaks on so many levels. How powerful was Epstein? Some say he worked for the CIA. It was his job to set people up so we would have the dirt on them and we could get them to do what we wanted. What about Harvey Weinstein? Everybody knew Harvey Weinstein was doing what he was doing. Who was he friends with? Go look at his pictures. Go see the people that he was friends with. Overwhelmingly powerful political Democrats. Overwhelmingly. You want to know the other well-kept secret that isn't a secret? Joe Biden's health. Listen to, what's her name? Mika Brzezinski talking about Joe Biden needing a babysitter, essentially. And we should just leave him alone. Some people are good at other stuff. Listen to what she said out of her own mouth.
Megan, they also managed to schedule very carefully.
Yeah, I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and getting on planes and getting off planes, and yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him, and you need to make a pathway, and you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen, I don't know, since Clinton. But my God, make sure, you know, your Secret Service, you're his staff, that you were there and you're telling him what's next. And it's not because, don't take this as, oh, he can't even get from one place to another. When you're busy and you're on stage, and we've been on stage,
right.
I've done speeches, and I'm so nervous, I'm doing the speech, I'm trying to get it right, and when it's done, I don't know which way to go, and I'm looking for direction. So do a better job, because you can't have these video images of the president tripping, or the president, like, going the wrong way. It's not going to work in this presidency because his age is going to be a factor. His age is going to be a factor, and it's your job to make sure he gets from one place to another. He can handle the presidency. You have to handle his schedule and where he goes.
Well, and the schedule.
It makes me mad.
The scheduling is so important. You have with every president. You have different strengths. You have different weaknesses.
Can you imagine having to give that talk about Donald Trump? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski, whatever. Whew. These people are amazing. They are amazing. Every excuse in the book. His speeches, his policies, you know, make sure that you're getting him from place to place. And don't take this that he can't do it himself. Don't take it that way. Even I've done this when I've given my many speeches. I mean, don't take this that he's too feeble. He's the best president since Bill Clinton. Yeah, if you want to talk about destroying the country, maybe he is. How many more lies do you need me to point out? I mean, if in terms of clips to show you what the left is saying, that you would just go, you've got to be kidding me. I've got them for days. This is the... I'm going to tell you, I will never give up. Not in a million years. Doesn't matter what they do to me. But if we lose this, if we can make up ground between now and 2024, and I think we will. I wanted you to be clear. I think you're motivated. But if we can't, we're done. We are officially done. There is no coming back from this. You have, we, the nation, this isn't a partisan issue. The nation has the Democrats in their sights. We know exactly who they are, what they represent, what they're willing to do. There are no limits to their evil. None. And if you just want to go through a life idling by, like, well, okay, you said something negative, but I'm just going to let it pass. I'm telling you what you're going to get. We're afraid to put bumper stickers on our cars where certain couture that's pro Trump or pro conservative. We're afraid to showcase our politics on anything and anything social media, even to this day when we're starting to get it back. You should be more vocal. I'm more vocal. They shadow ban me more now than they did before, pre-Elon, you know, taking over Twitter. But you know what I do? I say, keep doing it. You're going to have to keep doing it because you're not going to shut this black man up. I'm not shutting up. We've exposed in 2 hours so much on climate change, the people behind it, the John Kerry's of the world, the AOC's, the Greta Thunbergs, and all these other leftist lying scumbags and skanks. I feel like I've done my job today. We didn't get to a lot of stuff, sadly, but we'll get to it tomorrow.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.